Researchers from Rochester Human Computer Interaction have created a new accessible iPhone app for people who are blind or vision impaired, and it's called VizWiz that answers general questions about your visual environment. Today we are joined in the studio by Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology from Media Access Australia, who's going to tell us more about this new app. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks very much, Roberta.
Now, how does VizWiz work?
Well, VizWiz is an accessible iPhone app that allows you to take a photo of the object you want to ask a question about and also speak your question. The photo and the question are then sent to a team of real-life people who attempt to answer that question. They record their answer and it's sent back to you in an average of about 30 seconds. So, for example, you might open your kitchen cupboard and have, say, three cans that all look the same and that you can't differentiate. You might take a picture of those cans and ask, which can is the tomato soup? And the humans at the other end will receive that question, respond with the appropriate answer, say the tomato soup is to the far right.
Goodness me.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's getting more amazing every time.
Oh, yeah.
So where do the real people answering the questions come from?
Well, VizWiz sources real people from Amazon's Mechanical Turk. And Mechanical Turk actually recruits people to perform short tasks that computers struggle with, like this. In order to ensure a timely response to your question, the team from Rochester Human Computer Interaction then wrote a program called Quick Turk Kit. And that ensures that there are people available to answer the question before that question has even been sent.
It's more amazing. So how is this different to other visual search apps, Sarah?
Well, other visual search apps that are out there, such as Google Goggles, rely on a computer being able to recognise text or distinguish the object you've taken a photo of. The problem with this is computers can only recognise so much. They may be very good at, say, recognising an address on the envelope that's been printed clearly on a computer, but they aren't so good if that address is handwritten, say, by a very messy writer, or when you take the photo, that the photo is not very clear. So the key difference between VizWiz and these other automated visual search tools is that human component, that humans can use their intelligence that computers just can't replicate right now.
And it's amazing when we talk about real live people in our vocabulary, it kind of says a lot about technology, doesn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So when will the app be available?
Well, look, we don't know exactly when the app will be available at the moment, other than it is due to be released soon. Media Access will put out a news alert when the app is released, so you can visit our website, or if you're looking for an update, you can give us a call.
So, Sarah, we've got a minute or two, so tell our listeners what kinds of things you have on the website. It's an amazing one, but you tell the listeners what kinds of things you have there.
Certainly. Look, we have information about access to all different media types, television, cinema and the arts, DVDs, education, and also digital technology and online media. So, of course, things like VizWiz, the iPhone that it runs on, we've got information about all those different digital devices on our website. We also have lots of news. We're putting out news items virtually every day. So when something like VizWiz comes along, we're on it and we're writing about it so that you can know more.
And it is good for you to do that, because even although some things may not be available immediately, people can then get a heads up, if you like, as to what's coming and learn about it instead of sort of fumbling a bit once it's here.
That's exactly right, yeah. So it's great to know what's coming. And also, I guess, the new things that are happening. So when you've got an app like this that I guess is a little bit out of the ordinary, we don't normally talk about, as you said, real-life people doing these things. Mm. We tend to be used to, you know, trying to get computers to do as much as possible.
Mm.
Then it's really nice to see sort of the marriage between technology and people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, then ultimately, you know, doing a task that needs to be done.
Well, thanks for talking with us today, Sarah. To keep up to date with news and Media Access, visit Media Access Australia's website, the word he's talking about, at mediaaccess.com. mediaaccess.org.au. Alternatively, if you have a question, you can email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au or call 02 9212 6242 for more information. I've been speaking with Sarah Police, Manager of Digital Media and Technology for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.